335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Don't tell them, keep it quiet. But they would tell him anyway. His fame would go out. So we're not out trying to control people. Amen. Doing things the way the world does things. No, the princes of the Gentiles exercise authority. Serve God. Humble yourself before God. Allow the influence he places on your life just to influence and impact. We're agents of change. Yes, we are. We carry that. You have to be anxious for anything. Amen? So, let's get it back up. And when it came to Nacon threshing, for Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. Oxen shouldn't have had anything to do with it in the first place. But they shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled, not against the oxen, but against Uzzah. And God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. God is mean. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. The breaking forth. God broke forth. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom. So he passed the buck. I'm gonna look and see what happened to Obed. See what happened at his house and see is it safe. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. Come on, catch it. And the ark wasn't even in the proper place yet. But God was showing them, you can't treat me any kind of way. You can't carry me any kind of way. My presence won't dwell anywhere. But he showed how he would bless Obed-Edom. Next verse. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed and all that pertains unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. Let's continue. And it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone six paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Let me see, I think I want to stop there for a minute. She despised him in her heart. Now this was a descendant of Saul. The spirit of Saul recognized this child of God as that presence begins to come, the closer it comes to the proper place, the city of David, Jerusalem, when it comes to, is on the way to the proper place, there's going to be great rejoicing. Amen. For all those at Nacon's threshing floor where they were threshed. You see, through these past 2 years, a lot of people just gave up on God. Amen. Amen. Turned away from what they know. Abandoned the Lord. But there are those that hung in there, but they're no longer going to hang in there. It's going to be time to triumph now, because the glory is returning. The strength is returning. The grace is returning. The favor is returning. All that God has is returning. His eyes are going to and fro in all the earth in search of hearts that are yet perfect toward him. I didn't say people perfect, but hearts that are perfect. Hearts that still love God, that are still crying out to God, that are still longing in order to show himself mighty in their behalf. Michael came out and despised David. Recognizes you will have your haters when the favor of God is on you. You will have those that, like Michael, of the seed of Saul, that despise, that don't understand. But the tragedy with Michael is that from that time forward, she had no children. She had no seed. Because of that despising. Are you hearing me? The move of God. So understand, in the midst of darkness, the word of God says, arise and shine. Darkness is not going to go away. It just don't have to be in your space. You dwell in a spiritual Goshen. And this is real important. Goshen, here recently in the last few years, it may have been discovered before, but I heard in just the last few years, they believe they found where Goshen is. And the way they found it, they found pottery in eastern part of Egypt, but they found pottery that was not Egyptian hieroglyphic. The language on it was Hebraic. So what they determined Goshen by was the language that was spoken. That's how they discovered it and found this is where Goshen was. So what are we saying? Our language can determine our Goshens. Are you yet speaking faith? Are you yet making decrees and proclamations? Has the word of God not left out of your mouth, but you meditate on it day and night? Or have you taken on a dark narrative? You determine Goshen. Judgment is coming to the systems of the world. But God has reserved a place called Goshen, where he said a dog wouldn't wag his tongue, wouldn't bark. There'll be peace and light in Goshen when there's darkness in Egypt. You determine that. It's not a geographical place. As a matter of fact, it's wherever you go. When you carry it, it's wherever the sole of your feet tread. Let me wind this up here. Verse 20 of 2 Samuel chapter 6. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovereth himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord, which chose me before your father and before all his house to appoint me to rule over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord." He don't stop there. No, go. Wait, you. "And I will yet be more vile." In other words, Mike, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm just getting warmed up with this here. I'm going to get more vile. Why? Because the presence is back. The glory is back. The Lord is in his proper place. Amen. David is the one that said, "If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. And I will yet be more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight." How many know he took his crown off? Took his royal robe off. He began to realize it's not about me. It's not about us. It's about the King of Kings.
It's about the King of Glory. It's about the one that's delivered us. It's the one about the one that blessed us. I will be yet more vile. And of the head of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I have be had in honor. They're going to honor me. So don't be ashamed. God said, I'll not let you be made ashamed. You're believing God. You're trusting God. You're following God. God said, you will not be made ashamed. I will favor you. I will bless you. This is a year of the double portion. The enemy is coming in, but like a flood, the Lord is going to raise up a standard against him. Every time. Real quick, give me 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. 1 Chronicles 15, 1 through 4. And David made him houses in the city of David and prepared a place. Tell somebody, prepare for the glory. And prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites. Now remember, the first time they attempted it, they just had it on an ox cart, like the Philistines. Listen, we don't do church like the world. We're not here for 6 points and a poem. We're not here just as a country club. No, we're here to build the kingdom of God here in the earth. Not a brick and mortar building, but people's lives. Amen. Character. Amen. Endurance. Amen. Steadfastness, love, peace, joy, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance, all the fruits of the Spirit. That's the presence. That's the house of God. You are his temple. David knew not to do it like the world. Go to verse number 11 through 14, and we're going to wind this up. 11, verse 11 of the same chapter. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Amminadab, and said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. Okay, tell somebody, we are the Levites.
We are the Levites.
The church, not the world. Not organizations, but an organism. Get it back up for me. We are the church. You are responsible. As he told them, sanctify yourself. For because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us. Look at this. For that we sought him not after the due order. For we sought him not after the due order. Verse 14. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.